Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. Hard day to step high and live like you're free. I said color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, April 19th. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today, our show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Color Your Life Happy, Separation, the Source of All Struggle, with my guest today, Allie Bierman. She's a psychotherapist, author, and a coach who can help you live your very excellent life. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have many other choices of things you could do. I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, press 1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're on the web chat, all you need to do is just type in your question or your comment down there in the little space at the bottom and hit send. Let me remind you, too, that this show is live, so that means anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens, and if that should happen, just hang up, dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. Again, I am Flora Brown. I'm an author, coach, inspirational speaker, and consultant. I'm also a mom of 4 and a grandma of 3. I recently retired after 40 years of teaching junior high through university levels. It sounds so long when I say it like that. To see what I've been up to since I retired, go over and visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com. And over there, you will see a way to connect with me in many other ways, Facebook and so many other ways, as well as sign up for my free weekly newsletter. And you can also click from there and go over to my blog. Now, I have something new that I set up in the last few weeks. If you are a local Orange County or Los Angeles County resident who is ready to come out of hiding and live your life to its fullest, I have a special program for you where we meet twice a month, face-to-face, and work through these things. And here's some of the things that you might consider, the questions you might consider, to decide if you fit into this program. Do you feel extremely busy and rushed all the time? That sounds like most of us, doesn't it? Or like your life is slipping by and your dream is going with it? Or like you never get enough time for yourself? If this is you, please know that you are not alone. Join us to discover how to move from overwhelmed to overjoyed using the tips, techniques, and the ideas that have worked for many others. Now, this is an interactive meetup group where you will be asked to share your challenges and your breakthroughs with the other members. Again, it is called From Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, Creating the Life You Want. Now, we meet on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays at 6 p.m. here in Orange, California. That's near Anaheim. And our next meeting is this coming Thursday, April 22nd. You can get all the details about this. go over to my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, and you'll see a link that you can click to go over and join our group. It's free to join. I do ask you to buy the book, Color Your Life Happy, because we are going to be referring to it throughout some of the sessions. Okay, let's get to today's radio show, Color Your Life Happy. On this show, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. And if you've been listening before, you know that each week I interview guests. But in case you haven't been listening before, let me tell you some of the fields that we cover. We cover self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, all of those things that contribute to your lasting happiness. Today, my guest is Allie Bierman. She's a psychotherapist, an author, and a coach who can help you live your very excellent life. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Flora. Thanks so much for having me today.
I am so delighted to have you. I want to tell my listeners a bit about you before we begin. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Allie Bierman has worn many hats in her life, as some of the rest of us have, too. She has been a stay-at-home mom, a teacher, a soccer coach, an artist, composer, and finally, a psychotherapist in the 1990s. A disabling injury at the hands of one of her clients flung her into the world of energy and specialized kinesiology. When the doctors told her she couldn't get any better, she pursued a new path that led not only to her healing, but also to commitment to offer assistance to others who were also told, "This is as good as it gets. Learn to live with it." That's what doctors say sometimes. Allie knows how to move people out of their past and empower them on their own journeys to emotional, physical, and spiritual health. In a frank yet gentle-in-your-face manner, she lets people know, "I never ask anything of you I have not done myself." So whenever she helps you, you know she's been through those things and she understands your struggles and what you're going through. Now, Allie also writes books, music, and songs to share all she learned on a very meandering yet powerful life path to happiness. Her favorite thing to do is to work with people, watch their eyes light up, and hear the smile in their voices as shift happens. Isn't that a wonderful thing? She constantly creates new coaching and home study courses, and I know because I'm on her list and I get these things, as well as e-books and weekly videos to fulfill her own life purpose of showing people how to know and love their true self. Her newest home study course, Your Very Excellent Life, takes you step by step through the process discussed today and beyond, preparing you to live your very excellent life in all areas. I am so delighted to welcome Allie Bierman. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Flora.
I am so glad that you were able to join us. I know you're in another time zone, but thank you for getting that time zone straightened out. That's one of the challenges of having a global program now. People from around the world call, and they have to check out the time zones to be sure that we're all here live at the same time. Now, I want to get right to the issue at hand because I know that many people wonder about this. Many people talk about loving yourself. Now, are you saying there's a difference between the self you know and who you really are?
Yes. See, I'm not talking about the self who, when people say love yourself, they're talking about take bubble baths and walks along the beach. I'm talking about your true self, your higher self, your spirit, your soul. It's the immortal part of you. That's the part that's connected to the universal oversoul, the always one, the God force creator, whatever term you use. Mm-hmm. See, when you were first born, you were your true self. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have the capacity to screen out messages coming in. So whatever you heard from your parents, your caretakers, your siblings, and society, they not only put these descriptions, but these limitations in your subconscious mind. They created folders that told you who you can and cannot be, what you can and cannot do and what you can and cannot have. They created your self-image, and your self-image is what you think is you, and it's what's running you.
Wow. So how do you go about discovering your true self then? How do you get back in touch with that?
Well, you need to know how to shut off your conscious mind and the brain programs that run you. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of ways to do that. One really helpful way is to set an intention and develop some kind of meditation practice. And before you go into the meditation, to ask a question, like starting out by asking your higher self to let you know that he, she, it is present with some kind of body sign. And then before you go into meditation, each time whatever issue it is that you want answered, you ask that with the intention. And there are all kinds of meditations. Sometimes it's going for a walk. Sometimes it's sitting down with a pencil and paper or a crayon and paper and put your writing implement on the paper and just start writing. And after 5-10 minutes, the writing will make sense. And you've gotten past your conscious mind at that point, and what's flowing out is coming from your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind actually is your higher self, the connection to the all that is. And I know as a specialized kinesiologist, when I work with people, we're clearing energy blocks to the physical and the emotional healing. Sometimes we'll get the full emotional history of issues. Other times we'll get clear indications of what the emotional issues are. There'll be themes like fear, lack of self-esteem, anger. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, your higher self will never, ever present you with information you're not prepared to deal with. So when you're doing the writing or you're meditating, you won't get information about any kind of issues or experiences that you aren't emotionally ready to handle.
Okay. I have a question. I want to back up a little bit, because when you talked about in the process of shutting off your consciousness, you want to meditate and ask a question, but what is the kind of, is there a certain kind of question you need to ask, yes, no question, or does it not matter what kind of question you ask?
That's a really, really great question for. It doesn't really matter. The more that you do it, create a regular habit where you're doing this every day, and with the frequency, you'll get a feeling inside of what you want to ask, what you need to know about in that moment that's going to help you through that day. And I'm really glad you asked that. You're going to hear, we all hear two different voices, and most people might be thinking like, oh, I'm hanging up now, it's easier in voices. And the thing is, there's a little voice that goes on all the time. I call it the little voice. Some people call it critical voice. It's chatting all the time. It's telling.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, right now, most people are listening to what that little voice is telling them about what you and I are saying rather than to what you and I are saying. And then there's the little voice that's your intuition being your soul, spirit, higher self.
Okay.
So the first question to ask is, well, how do I know the difference between my intuition, which always tells me what's in my highest and best interest, versus the little voice, which, yeah, it's trying to protect me, but you know what? It's trying to protect me by keeping me stuck and not letting me take risks or make changes.
Right.
And the way to discern the difference between the two, ask it a question. If you get an answer, it's that little voice. In fact, it'll carry on a whole conversation with you. But if it's your intuition, and you know this if you think of an experience, like if you're driving down the highway and you suddenly get a message, take the next exit, and you know you don't want to take the next exit, and you say why, you won't get an answer. So your intuition gives you messages constantly. It's just that we're not tuned in. We're not aware of how to hear them or see them.
Okay. I want to also point out that you said before you meditate, you should set an intention, and that intention being the question that you're asking. In other words, you're advocating not just to sit and meditate or get quiet, although I'm sure that's not harmful, but that is most effective if you set the intention of wanting a specific answer. It's more effective than to just sit still.
Well, even Ray, I believe in doing what works for you and what feels right in the moment. I know if I don't have a specific question, I just ask Spirit to channel through me what I need to do that day so that, for me, it's important to make a difference for myself and for others every day. And I just ask what it is I need to do that day to make that happen.
And I like the fact that you said make it specific for that day, because I think that some people probably imagine that meditation is something you engage in, and even if you do it every day, that it's to get this overall general kind of nonspecific well-being, whereas what you're suggesting is a daily guidance, a daily check in with where you're headed and what you need to be doing. And to me, that makes a whole lot more sense than just to say, do some nonspecific meditation every day. So I like the fact that you said make it specific for that day. And also, what you said something about when intuition speaks, it doesn't just chat on and on and on like our chatterbox does. I call my little inner critic Susie. And Susie does go on, and you're saying that the intuition speaks, and that's it. It doesn't keep going on and on and on. Is that one of the distinctions you're making?
Absolutely, yeah. And the thing is, it doesn't always speak to you in words or feelings. It could be something like you're driving down the road and you see a billboard, and there are some words on the message in the billboard that's like, oh, wow, I needed to know that. Or you are flipping through your radio stations and you hear a snippet of a song and it's exactly what you needed to hear. Or one of my favorite things, I'd go to the library and I think I'm grabbing a certain book, and then I out, and that's not the book I thought I was grabbing. But there's a message in there for me. And my favorite way to choose books is I open to a seemingly random page, but there are no accidents, and that page always tells me what I need in that moment.
I'm laughing because something similar happened to me the other day. I jumped in the car, I was headed to a meeting or something, and I was kind of going over in my head some of the goals I have set that I haven't met yet for the year, right? And one of my goals is to become bilingual. I want to learn Spanish and become bilingual. Because here in Southern California, I'm surrounded by people speaking Spanish, and some are native speakers, and some are business people, and others who have themselves become bilingual because it's such a frequent and common language, right? So I was thinking about this, and the radio was still set to whatever station it had been on the last time I was in the car, right? So I get in the car, and I'm driving down the road, and I'll be doggone if there wasn't a Spanish show on. And I was thinking, I don't remember turning on a Spanish speaking show, but that's what was on. And so I just left it on, because part of what I think I definitely need to do is, of course, listen to Spanish a lot. And I thought, okay, I got it, universe. But I just, that's similar to what you're saying, is when these things happen that seem coincidental, you can't figure it out. I didn't remember turning on that station, but there it was, and pushing me to go ahead with my plan.
And it's the thing is, that happens to us every day, all day long. We just don't recognize it because we're not tuned in to our own true self, the whole point of the talk.
Now, I want to back up one more thing. Looks like we're not going to get off this question. What... You said that when you begin to you're getting ready to meditate and you are about to ask a question, but that the first thing you should ask is if higher self is present, if your higher source is present, and to give you a body sign. Can you recall some of a body sign that you've gotten or that you know someone else has gotten that was an indication?
Well, that's something that's going to be according to each individual, and there are a series of steps. I think there are about five of them where I learned how to tune into my higher self, and that very first one for me, the sign that came, and it came repeatedly for 3 days, so I thought, okay, it's this one. I just feel, I don't know if it's a tingling. I'm not sure how to describe it. I feel something in the back of my left hand, and when it's there, I know my higher self is there, and I also know the name of my spirit. My spirit's name is Grace, so I know Grace is present, and I felt that, and I needed that for probably a year. I needed to feel that. Now I just know that I'm connected, and Grace is with me all the time because I get instant answers now. I don't need to meditate. I just know now, not 100% of the time, but most of the time.
So that's a good follow-up to what you've been saying, and that is if you meditate regularly and you get in touch with your higher source and you recognize the signals, then you don't have to go through all the steps as you get more familiar because you'll recognize when your higher source is speaking to you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I'm not saying don't adopt a meditation practice because there have been so many hundreds of studies showing the health benefits of that.
Yeah, the meditation is something that almost every guest I've had has mentioned in some way, shape, or form. Some people, of course, call it prayer. Some call it just being still. All kinds of different ways of getting in touch with your higher source. I want to talk about how this knowledge has made a difference in your daily life. So once you know how to communicate with your true self, how do you apply that knowing in your everyday life? How does that make a difference?
Well, I don't have to guess about what's a wise choice for me. Trust me, I've made an awful lot of... Well, I used to think they were major mistakes, and they lead to sometimes dire consequences. Of course, now, as you know, when I describe my life path as meandering, I thought there were detours on life that took me away from my path, like that John Lennon lyric that says, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans.
Right, right.
but that actually isn't it. That is your life. And every little thing that happens is important for you to experience that.
Okay.
I could share something, like when I was in grad school working on my psychology master's degree, I wanted to work with the chronically mentally ill. And my advisor said, why in the world do you want to do that? And I said, I don't know, I just do. Well, a couple years after, in fact, it might have only been 1 year, my mom developed the symptoms of schizophrenia in her 80s. If I hadn't been working in that population, I think it would have freaked me out. I wouldn't have known what to do. So something that I had no explanation for, that didn't even seem to take me where I wanted to go, came out to be an extremely important part of my life. So it's paying attention when you get feelings for which you have absolutely no explanation and going with it and trusting it's coming from a source.
Yes.
That's no more than I do.
Now, if you get totally accurate life-forwarding information all the time, don't you instantly live in happiness?
Well, you do if you apply it.
Okay.
And how many times have we heard our little intuitive voice tell us to do something, we ignore it, and then later we regret it? And there are many reasons why people don't apply it. One, they think it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not convenient at the time. And another reason is people are, they're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they procrastinate at things. And actually, a lot of that laziness is emotional laziness. It takes a lot of energy to go through the emotions you have to go through to make an important or significant life change.
Mm-hmm.
And most people just aren't up for it. People want instant gratification. They want to feel better now. They want the magic bullet. They want to take some pill and make it happen or go to some seminar and in a weekend everything changes.
That's right.
But that's not how it happens.
Oh, darn. And that's why seminars and other programs that offer magic bullets and instant solutions are so popular because that's what we all want.
Yeah. Now, you can switch where your head is instantly. And that's something I do. And it's something that I teach. But you can't do it once in that moment. It's something you need to repeat over and over. You need to be persistent and you need to be consistent. And you do that for 28 days. And what you've done is created a new folder in your subconscious mind. It's a habit. And habits run our lives. You've probably heard that every day we think about 65,000 thoughts.
Yes.
90% of those thoughts are coming from habit. They're habitual thoughts, which means we're going to have habitual actions that come from those thoughts and the same feelings every day, and that's why our life doesn't change. So you take 28 days. You make the new folder, you have a new habit, you feed the new habit, you stop feeding the old one, and whatever gets the fuel will grow and expand, and whatever you're not paying attention to, it will wither away.
Now, what is there about 28 days? Because I've heard people say that before. I've heard 21 days, I've heard 28, and then sometimes people will have a program called 30-day program. What is there about that frame of time that enables us to bring in a new habit?
I don't know. I've read that material too, and I guess it's just because you're focusing on it and because you're doing it every day. And what I believe about that is if you start doing it and you do it like 10, 15 days, but you skip a day, I think by skipping the day, you're retreating back and feeding your old folder that you really want to replace. So even if you've been doing it 15 days and you skip a day, I'd go back and start again with number one. At least that's been my personal experience.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't know if it had something to do with the moon or the flow and ebb of, you know, something in nature that brings about that time making a critical difference. But it's certainly, I've heard before, and it certainly makes sense that we have to repeat something to make it a habit. And 21, 28, 30 days, whichever is seems to be the key. Now, how do you change your habits?
By doing exactly what I just said. Focus on the new behavior that I want to do. See, when you want to replace a negative habit, you can't just eliminate it because nature abhors a vacuum, so it will fill in another habit of like kind. It's like people who stop drinking, but then they increase their smoking. So you have to make a conscious decision of what positive habit you're going to use to replace the other one.
Okay,
and you just have to, here's the whole thing, it's living consciously in the present moment. That really is the only time you have. It's the only time you can act. If you're not living in the present moment, then you're putting your energy in your past, keeping alive memories, putting energy there that they don't exist unless you put energy there. Or you're
right,
in your future, which fear is really anticipation of pain. Again, you're wasting your energy, but you can act in the present moment. So by developing the habit of living in the present moment, you feel your connection with your true self, with your higher self. You're going to live more in who you actually are instead of the person who you've come to think you are by your self-image. And that's what empowers you, and that's the way to make the change. And just creating that habit right there of living in the present moment is going to raise your frequency and put you in a higher vibration. And that's where happiness and love and everything you want in life exists at that higher vibration.
I want to emphasize what you just said about replacing the old habit with something new. So let's take the smoking example. You aren't going to help yourself by trying to go cold turkey, because then you are going to replace it with something, maybe something equally as bad. But if you make a conscious effort to decide on something that you good that you could put in place of that, is that what you're saying? So each time you have a desire to grab a cigarette, you have to consciously figure out what thing are you going to do instead that's positive. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. In fact, as a kinesiologist, and that means I work with a muscle that lets me communicate directly to spirit, there's a method I have, which is, it's like an acupressure tapping method, because everything
yeah.
that do gets stored energetically in our system. And one of the programs, it's a quit smoking, but it's a really quit any kind of so-called addiction. And it's every time you're in a situation or going to be in a situation where you normally grab a cigarette, to do this particular pattern of tapping, because it clears all the energy blocks that create the desire for the cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
a whole lot like you just said. But
yeah.
there's an actual scientific reasoning for it.
I just discovered tapping a couple of years ago, and that is the most amazing thing that works so well for so many different things. I had driving anxiety for a period of time, and living in Southern California, that's the last thing in the world you need to have.
Oh boy.
Driving anxiety, because you've got to drive, or especially in the county I live, where there's no good public transportation. So I knew I had to find something to get past that, and trying to find a medical solution was absolutely no good, because the doctors didn't even understand what I was saying. So I discovered EFT, tapping, which is what you're referring to, right? Emotional freedom?
Well, I actually learned something called energy diagnostics and treatment, which
okay.
Dr. Fred Gallo created. And the power of that, after I was attacked, and you can imagine being attacked is a traumatic experience, and
yeah,
I was left stable with a brain injury, and the psychiatrist kept putting me on all kinds of medications. Well, I don't do medications. I reacted to every one of them, and I met Fred, and in 15 minutes, the post-traumatic stress syndrome was gone.
Wow.
Gone.
Wow.
That's the power of working on an energy level. And
now, or is this something you use in your program, you said?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And EFT is very similar to it,
well,
and
okay,
EFT
okay.
definitely works, yeah.
Tell us, while we're talking about your program, how people can reach you after the show to learn more about working with you on using some of the techniques you just mentioned. How do they reach you?
Well, I have a really special gift for your listeners. It's something I haven't done before. If you go to liveinhappinessnow.com/flora.html,
mm-hmm.
what I have is I wrote an ebook. It's
mm-hmm.
called What You Don't Know Runs You. And it tells you what your brain and mind are doing that are keeping you stuck. And the piece, by signing up on that page, you'll get that ebook. And the special gift I've never done before is I'm going to do a Q&A call this week, Wednesday night.
Okay.
So that after you read the ebook, it's only 20 pages, but trust me, it's 20 pages that can change your life. It has
okay.
changed lives.
Okay.
And I'll be doing the Q&A call then. And also, if you go to alibierman.com, that's A-L-I, B as in boy, I-E-R-M-A-N,
mm-hmm.
that's my blog, and there's a place to sign up where you'll be able to receive my newsletter. You can always reach me anytime by just hitting reply on any of the emails that I send.
Well, cool. Now, the Q&A is going to be this Wednesday night.
Wednesday
correct.
Night at 9 o'clock Eastern, and when they go to the Live in Happiness www.thewakeupnow.com/flora.html mm-hmm. and just put in your name and email address, and you will then receive a confirmation email, because I want to be sure that you really want the information. So
right.
open the confirmation email, click on the link, and you'll immediately get the information for the call as well as the page to download the ebook.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you offering this to my listeners and to me. Let me repeat where people need to go. Okay, after the show, not right now, go over to liveinhappiness.com.
Now, live in happiness now.
I'm sorry, left out a word. All right, back up. liveinhappinessnow.com/flora.html, and there you'll be asked to sign up, and you will get a confirmation email. You must click the confirmation, or else you won't be able to get the download. That's very important. Then if you want to at any time, go to Ali, A-L-I, Bierman, B-I-E-R-M-A-N.com. That's Ali's blog. You can go there at any time and take advantage of all the good stuff she offers. So after getting the free gift at Live in Happiness Now, we should come online at the Q&A on Wednesday. We'll be able to do that on telephone, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And it'll be explained in the free gift how to do that, correct?
Yes. And if for any reason you can't make it live, I do record my calls. I've been successful. All of them are recorded. So by being on the list, I'll know where to send the recording so you can access it that way. Obviously,
okay.
You can only ask a live question. Oh, I didn't think of it. Shucks.
What about asking the live
question? I wish I had put it on the sign-up page to put in a question.
Well,
I'll go do that afterward,
you?
So if people want to wait an hour, I'll
If they
want to
ask a question,
if they can't make it live online, on the call.
All right. And I want to urge people to go ahead and sign up, because many times I've wanted to attend a Q&A or a teleseminar and wasn't sure I could be there, but I signed up anyway. And almost everyone who does this records these and then emails you the link after. So that way you get the juicy information whether you were there live or not. So after the show, wait up in an hour, then go over, because Allie's going to give you the opportunity to ask a question when you sign up for the Q&A, and that way your question gets answered even if you're not able to be there live, correct?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Now, I have another question. I'm concerned about the fact that people pay lots of lip service to make life changes, but few take any action to make it happen, and we've all seen this a lot, especially if you're a coach or if you are a parent, or if you're a teacher, or if you're anybody. You hear people making, especially at the beginning of the year, people love to make resolutions and talk about life changes. Why do so few of us take any action? I think you mentioned some of those reasons before about our laziness. Are there some other reasons?
Yeah, also, people don't like to think. It takes a lot of energy and effort, and really focused, directed effort to think. Now, that sounds kind of weird, but actual thinking is to not see the world as appearances, because things aren't really as they appear. It's like looking at yourself and thinking that who your self-image is you. It isn't. And to look beyond the appearances, It takes the effort. And I can look it up if anybody wants to know who said it, but the percentage is 2% of people actually think. 3% think they think. And 95% of people would rather die than think.
I heard that about 10 years ago.
Think about it. If you stop a moment and think about what do most people do when they want to make an important decision, like they want to change their health insurance, or they're thinking about should they buy this new home or not. They go to their neighbors, to their friends, to their relatives. wait, mm-hmm. are these people experts? And part of that silliness is part of it's, you know, people don't want to think for themselves. When they want to make a decision, they're basically letting other people make the decision for them, regardless of who those other people are.
That's true. I'm laughing because that's exactly what I do on certain kinds of decisions that pertain to, for example, my next door neighbor was here, lived in this neighborhood before I moved in. And so she had a longtime gardener, and her gardener was the gardener for the whole neighborhood. Well, when she got ready to switch gardeners, she let me know that she was switching, not necessarily to influenced me to switch, but just to make me aware, because when things happen in the neighborhood, they, you know, people typically let you know. And my approach was, great, if she's switching, she had a good reason, she's researched it, she's thought it through, I don't need to think about it, and great, I'll take the new gardener too, because I know her, I trust her reasons for, even without knowing them, I trust that she's thought it through, there's a good reason, and so forth. So I'm equally as guilty as other people, except that that decision isn't exactly a life-threatening one.
But
other people do the same thing with important decisions in their lives.
They do. And another thing is, people are afraid to change. They'd rather stay stuck in, I think this is the biggest misnomer, they're out there in a comfort zone.
Yes.
I really think it's a no zone, a K-N-O-W, no zone, which I learned from Tim Shear many years ago. And I personally, the way I live my life, I think it's way more scary to live in deep unhappiness than it is to jump in and change.
Deep unhappiness. So you call the comfort zone the no zone. In other words, you stay with what you know rather than move on. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And, you know, when you do psychotherapy, you meet people in all kinds of horrible circumstances, but they won't leave because they're afraid of the unknown if they leave the no zone.
That unknown is scary out there, like the Twilight Zone. We have about 2 minutes left on the show, and I still have a bunch of questions. So what I would like to do is to reschedule you for a second appearance. Would you like to do that in the future?
I'd love to do that because I just have pages and pages.
I know you do. And I have questions and questions. And these questions take time because I wanted to talk about more about communicating with the higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole, how do you create this connection, especially the talk about struggle. And in our 2 minutes left, I do want you to touch just quickly on the connection between struggle, because that was part of the title of the episode.
Right.
Yeah. What is this, how do people create this connection with the life source, the difference between struggle and the lack thereof?
When you're connected with your higher self, you're living in the present moment. You're 100% of the time getting information that's 100% accurate for you in that moment. If you're not living in the present moment, if you're not connected, getting that accurate information, you're either living in your past, you're living in your future, or you're guessing. And when you're living in your past or moving in your future, that's when the pain and the struggle happens.
So if we're having struggle, it's one of those reasons if we're having struggle.
Yeah,
one of those
absolutely. So
yeah.
In the present moment, you can't have pain or struggle. I know that sounds weird, but think about the last time you were in a major crisis. In the moment of the crisis, you're acting. You're not thinking about it. You're not fearing it. You're not hurting about it. You're acting. You have to do something in that moment.
Right. You have to do something. Oh, my goodness. We are running out of time. I am so happy you came on, and we are going to have Allie back on in a few weeks as soon as we can agree on a date. All of you who took time to come to the show today, thank you so much, and please be listening out for the second half of this show coming up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank you, Allie, for joining me today. And I will let everybody know when we're having our next episode. Our next show, Monday, April 26th, is coming up. We're going to be talking about feng shui, and I know you don't want to miss that. If you don't know what that is, then you need to tune in and find out. Let me remind everybody to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can find out about all the other stuff going on. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you want to be. Oh, dare to step high and live like you're free. I said color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph.